This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, one of the biggest fireworks shows for the Metro Denver area over the weekend was Bandimere Speedway out there near Red Rocks. Big car race, I guess, beforehand, too. And they were warned that you can only have a certain amount of people there. And I guess they overdid it.
Yeah, I saw the drone. Did y'all see the drone?
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on in.
Come on in.
If we reach capacity, come on in. Here's the story.
In the midst of a pandemic, thousands gathered at the Bandimere Speedway, determined to celebrate the 4th with fireworks.
With everything going on with coronavirus and everything else, we definitely just wanted something positive going on.
Michelle Davis brought her family from Aurora. The show, one of just a handful in the state, as public health officials look to limit large gatherings due to COVID-19.
We're going to plan social distancing and, you know, keep to ourselves, but we're here to have fun with everybody and celebrate our Independence Day.
Earlier this week, Jefferson County Public Health issued an injunction saying Bandimere was violating public health orders.
Uh-oh.
Bandimere told us to leave the property tonight without comment, posting this statement on their Facebook page, promising to block off every other row in the grandstands.
I was worried, are they going to cancel the fireworks? Are they going to limit people? Are they going to issue refunds? You know, so I was really glad to hear that they created a plan to make this still happen.
I don't know. The video I saw, I didn't see a lot of social distancing.
No,
did you?
No, I did not at all. At first, I thought they were being dramatic. I hadn't seen the drone video. I was like, oh, come on. You know, I'm sure they...
It was packed.
I'll tell you what was really dangerous, though, is because they put up those LED, road signs, you know, where they can put the messages up there. And over the weekend, even leading up to the 4th, they had them posting that you could not, do not park on C-470 to see the fireworks. That's extremely dangerous.
Oh,
cars are coming through there at 70 miles per hour. And here you are with your family on the side of the road on C-470. And guess what? That didn't work.
Yeah.
There were hundreds of cars, Jamie, up and down C-470 pulled over to watch the fireworks.
Well, there was nowhere to watch them.
I'm just saying, you got to get off the freeway, man.
Yeah, that's kind of, it's just,
really bad. That was the most dangerous part of all.
Well, you know what happened that I thought was funny is that, did you guys get the alert on Thursday?
I don't think so.
The face mask alert?
No.
You guys didn't?
No, I didn't get
it. Oh, my God. Yeah. And so my sister said everybody at DIA, because she just landed when it came out, and she freaked out. Everybody freaked out because, and all it was you need to wear your face mask.
Really?
So I posted like, really? I was chewed up and spit out by people.
Oh, boy.
That they're just trying to help. They're just, you know, who are you to, you're in the media and to tell them not to do that? I still agree. Don't scare the crap out of me about wearing a mask.
Did it come on your phone?
Oh, yeah, it did.
I wonder why we didn't get it.
I don't know, because it's like those Amber Alerts. It's really startling.
Yeah, my sister's from Illinois and she got it.
Yeah, we never got it.
Maybe you don't have your alerts on. Do you have your alerts on?
Yeah, I get the Amber alerts. Yeah. I'll get all that stuff.
I don't know. But
hey, Spadil, did you get it?
Yeah, I got it. And my first thought was, oh, man, Jamie's going to make a post about this.
How right you are, my friend.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.